Yeah, I mean, just try to stay as positive as you can. It's good job by Smarty there of stepping up and sticking up for himself. I know that every other guy in the room would be willing to do that too, so that's a positive. And just like I said, you want to stay positive and just not to be too negative on the bench. And yeah.
Besides, I think you're off to a quick start. What do you guys need to maybe improve upon, you think, maybe in your game personally or as a team against Red Deer that leads the division right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good matchup on Sunday. Again, it's our starts that's going to be huge. I think looking back at the first period today, I think we had 5 shots, 10 minutes through the first period, and that's just not going to cut it. So that's another thing we've been talking about a lot is getting shots on net and testing our goalies right off the bat. So, you know, hopefully we'll do that on Sunday.
And how do you not let a loss like tonight kind of ruin the morale in the room going into Sunday's game?
Well, it's good that you have a quick turnaround on Sunday. We don't have a week off here. We got to practice tomorrow, and we're right back at it on Sunday. So our mindset's got to be looking forward and looking forward to Red Deer and hopefully getting 2 points.
How do you feel Edmonton played tonight?
Yeah, I thought they played a good game. They forechecked really hard, and I think we could, as a team, we could take away a couple things that they do, and we could incorporate it into our game. So. We're not too focused on Edmonton now. We're focused on moving forward and, hopefully getting a big 2 points on Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.